From deep in the bayous located near the Gulf of Mexico, welcome to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast, starring the man whose unique sports insights will make you think and hopefully make you laugh at times too.
The great sage, seer, soothsayer, famous mystic, and former tax advisor to Governor Reagan.
And now, the one, the only, here's Swamp Swami. And today, is pickleball the real deal? An hour before sundown last night, my lovely wife and I were concluding a walk in the 100-degree weather near a local park as the sunlight was starting to fade. And in the distance, we kept hearing sounds which many years ago would sound like a tennis match being played with some very odd-sounding balls. In reality, it was more the hollow sound of someone hitting plastic balls with a big paddle. And further investigation revealed that a foursome of college-age men was playing pickleball on one of our local tennis courts. What is exactly pickleball? I needed to know too. Well, think of someone playing badminton or tennis with a smaller racket, much like an oversized ping pong paddle, using yellow plastic wiffle balls, for those of us who remember those backyard plastic baseballs. Now, there are holes in the plastic ball which keep it from flying long distances and actually stabilize the flight direction of the ball. Some people describe pickleball as combining elements of tennis, badminton, and ping pong. According to one report, the sport was invented in 1965 by U.S. Congressman Joel Pritchard of the state of Washington to help keep his kids entertained while they were outside the family home. Setting up a badminton net on his asphalt, he and the kids then discovered a couple of ping pong paddles and a wiffle ball nearby. An improvised game of badminton then took place by whacking the plastic ball back and forth over the badminton net using these ping pong paddles. After the exuberant players came rushing back inside the house, the congressman's wife, a former rower in college, said that the improvised game sounded a lot like a pickle boat she remembered from rowing days. If a rowing crew is thrown together at random, the team usually referred to that as the pickle boat. Since the new outdoor game utilized leftover sporting equipment, the family dubbed their new game Pickleball. Though memorable, the name of the game still causes a lot of cringing from many of the most serious players. Some pickleballers feel that the name of their game sounds a bit childish. And since this competitive version of the game requires exceptional skills and quickness, the name Pickleball does work against it being considered a serious sport. Now, if this was invented some 60 years ago, why are we just now hearing about pickleball? Since 1965, pickleball has remained stuck in the brine for nearly 20 years up until 1984. And that's when the U.S. Amateur Pickleball Association, or the USAPA, was formed. They published the rules of the game and attempted to promote and grow the sport. One of the biggest problems, though, stifling the growth of pickleball was the lack of uniform playing conditions from the paddles to the wiffle balls and the uniform courts. So in 1992, a company called Pickleball Inc. began to manufacture a standardized pickleball for use nationwide. More than another decade would pass before the U.S. Amateur Pickleball Association group was reincorporated into a nonprofit organization in 2005. At that point, the sport had started to gain some traction among seniors who were unable to keep playing tennis in their advancing age. In 2013, the USAPA had grown to more than 4,000 members and was now starting to see interest in pickleball growing among the younger demographics. By 2023, the National Pickleball Group had exploded to more than 70,000 members. But how do you play pickleball? Well, for two players, it only takes a couple of pickleball paddles and a few of the plastic pickleballs themselves. A visit to your local big box retailer will find the paddles cost you about $25 and up. And it still doesn't cost as much as a tennis racket, but it was a little bit pricier than I had first expected. If your area has a designated pickleball court, either outdoor or indoor, you're in luck. Otherwise, you can improvise utilizing any unused tennis court as a substitute playing location. For the record, a regulation pickleball court is about the same size as a doubles badminton court. It measures 20 feet wide and 44 feet in length. The net is placed at 36 inches at the sidelines and 34 inches in the middle. The court is striped, just like a tennis court, with right and left service courts. But if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen!
Importantly, there is a 7-foot non-volley zone right in front of the net. The pickleballers refer to this as the kitchen. The players cannot hit the ball out of the air with their feet inside or touching the lines of the kitchen. And if you do go into the kitchen, the ball must bounce first before you're allowed to hit it. And no spiking is allowed in the kitchen either. Now, the name of kitchen is also credited to the wife of the pickleball inventor. Yes, she believed that this lined-off area reminded her of the kitchen floor inside the family's home. Now, as you improve your skills at pickleball, you may be spending a lot of time in the kitchen. But fortunately, there is no refrigerator located in this particular kitchen, so your waistline will benefit from playing the game. So, ready, set, let's play some pickleball. Much like tennis, the first player will serve from the right side of the court from behind the back line, and the player must serve by hitting the ball with an upward underhand motion. After being hit by the server, the ball must not touch the net, and it must fall on the opposite service court of the opponent. Now from there, the other opponent's return shot must also be allowed to hit the court one time before being returned. After that, though, the game is on. A ball may be hit prior to bouncing as long as your feet don't go inside the designated kitchen area. And a point will end when someone hits the ball into the net, or out of bounds, or it bounces for a second time prior to being hit by a paddle. Now remember, no spiking from the kitchen, at least until you're safely at home, that is. Scoring is a little bit quirky in pickleball. Like tennis, you may only earn points on your own serve. And unlike tennis, though, the pickleball players only get one attempt to serve the ball. In other words, there are no second chances for a service fault like in tennis. Also, unlike tennis, the play continues until there are 11 points scored by one party for the win. But the winner must also have a 2-point advantage or more for the victory. That means that some of the games can stretch beyond 11 points for sudden death for one or both of the players. There's also an official pickleball rule. If you'd like to look at it, go to my website at swampswamisports.com and you'll find it right there. Professional pickleball players, anyone? Much like professional tennis, the PPA, or the Pro Pickleball Association, moves around the country and plays a couple of professional pickleball tournaments every single month. The best of three singles and doubles matches can be quite competitive, and you can even watch these online if you'd like. Unlike most major sports, most professional pickleball players should not quit their day jobs. This year in 2024, each scheduled professional pickleball player event showed a total purse ranging from $50,000 to $100,000 in total prize money, which is split between the winners in the men's and women's divisions. Since each player must pay for their own travel, room, and food to get to these tournaments, the minimum out-of-pocket cost for all these players is averaging more than $1,000 per event they enter. So, it might be wise to keep your bread-and-butter job, unless you're one of the top pickleball players. Much like other sports, the top pickleball players are also beginning to earn some money now from endorsements with pickleball equipment and clothing manufacturers. So don't be a sourpuss. Go out and try this game. Pickleball's advantage is it can be enjoyed by the young and old alike. And the cost of the equipment, as we said earlier, is relatively low. So if you can't find a true pickleball court, you can utilize one of those usually vacant tennis courts in your area. It remains to be seen whether pickleball's popularity will continue to grow here in America and around the world in the years to come. If this year's Summer Olympics in Paris featured sports like surfing and breakdancing, perhaps it's pickleball, which will make its Olympic debut in Los Angeles in 2028. And wouldn't that be sweet? I'm Swamp Swami. We'll be right back.